This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor in Dehradun, Uttarakhand today. The Prime Minister will also undertake a review of the wildlife corridor on the elevated section of the Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor. After the review, Mr. Modi will perform darshan and puja at Jai Ma Dhatkali Temple near Dehradun. The 213-kilometer-long, 6-lane, access-controlled Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor has been developed at a cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. The corridor will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from over 6 hours at present to around 2.5 hours. Prime Minister Modi said that India's Nari Shakti has reached new heights through their hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi yesterday. Recalling the passage of the Nari Shakti Vandan Act in the new Parliament building in 2023, the Prime Minister noted that it was passed unanimously with all parties agreeing that it should be implemented by 2029 in any case. Mr. Modi remarked that the Nari Shakti Vandan Act must be implemented on time so that women's participation strengthens our democracy, for which a special session of Parliament's budget session will begin from 16th of this month.
राज्यों की विधानसभाओं से लेकर देश की संसद तक दशकों की प्रतीक्षा के अंत का समय 16, 17, 18 है। 2023 में नई संसद में नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम के रूप में प्रथम कदम उठाया था। वह समय से लागू हो सके, महिलाओं की भागीदारी हमारे लोकतंत्र को मजबूती दे, इसके लिए 16 अप्रैल से संसद के बजट सत्र की विशेष बैठक का आयोजन होने जा रहा है।
Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu has gained further momentum as less than 10 days remain for polling. Star campaigners from various parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed a public rally at Rani Ganj in Pashchim Bardhaman district yesterday. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee joined a public rally at Raghunathpur of Pashchim Bardhaman. She also addressed a public rally and held a road show in Bankura district yesterday. Supreme Court has declined to entertain a plea challenging the deletion of names from the voter list during the special intensive revision exercise in West Bengal, terming it premature. A bench headed by Justice Suryakant and Justice Joymalia Bagchi directed the petitioners to approach the designated appellate tribunals set up to hear such grievances. The court also directed that security cover for judicial officers engaged in the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal must continue until the completion of the upcoming assembly elections. The nation pays homage to the chief architect of Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 136th birth anniversary today. Several functions have been organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. In Delhi, a function has been organized at Parliament House complex this morning to pay tributes to Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. This day holds great significance in honoring his remarkable contributions, particularly in the field of social justice, equality, and the drafting of Indian Constitution. The United States Navy has begun enforcing a full maritime blockade of Iranian ports, escalating tensions in West Asia after weekend peace talks in Pakistan collapsed without agreement. The operation took effect at 7:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time last evening, with the U.S. Central Command stated that the restrictions apply to vessels entering or leaving Iranian coastal areas in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Rajasthan Royals by 57 runs in Hyderabad last night. Put to bat first, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted 216 for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Rajasthan Royals was bowled out for 159 in 19 overs. Today, Chennai Super Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders in Chennai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.